There is plenty to love in the just-announced Wharton Center 2017-18 season of Broadway favorites. Well, mostly Broadway, since the first production in mid-October is one that hasn't been in New York quite yet. Wharton Center's executive director, Mike Brand.
And one of them hasn't even played in the United States until this U.S. tour started, which is David Ian's British production of The Bodyguard, which is it's a script that follows the movie very closely. It is just chocked full of hit music, and it is a huge audience pleaser.
In addition to her famous cover of Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You, the musical version of The Bodyguard also contains several hit numbers by the late Whitney Houston. But there are two other musicals coming to the Wharton Center's 2017-18 season which also highlight women songstresses. February's On Your Feet celebrates the music of Latina superstar Gloria Estefan. While January's production of Waitress features original music by pop singer-songwriter Sarah Bareilles.
It's kind of the new hybrid and the new infusion of rockers, American songwriters that are now integrating into New York's Times Square Broadway Theater, creating an energy that's very American. So Broadway has become America's art form, both in education and in our presentations of these national tours.
In December, the family-friendly musical Finding Neverland, exploring the life of Peter Pan creator J.M. Barrie, arrives on stage, while March of 2018 heralds the smash Broadway hit Something Rotten, which lampoons Shakespeare and musical theater itself. But to close the 2017-18 season at the Wharton Center...
Well, we're bringing the King back, the One King musical, which is The Lion King. Since its creation, it never lost its title.
Can you feel the love tonight? A villain's evening brings.
This Lion King run even includes a sensory-friendly performance during that blockbuster production's 2.5 weeks at the Wharton Center in July of 2018. That long residency includes dates set aside specifically for subscription members, but subscription has yet another benefit, as Wharton Center's Diane Wilcox explains.
We are looking toward Hamilton in our 18-19 season, which is one of the largest hits in the world. People really crave access to that, and of course we want to allow our subscribers greatest opportunity for that. So if you do subscribe this year to the 17-18 season to 5 or more productions, and then you renew to 5 or more in our 18-19 season, you will have first access to tickets to Hamilton.
Tomorrow on WKAR, we'll learn about the rest of the just-announced Wharton Center season, including easily the most famous cellist in the world, a playwright who won the Pulitzer last week, plus the favorite mall elf for longtime NPR listeners. In the meantime, visit WKAR.org to find the full rundown of the MSU-FCU Broadway at the Wharton Center 2017-18 season. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.